Chapter 43. Pounds for an indefinite period on no security. We should have engaged to lend it to him, among us, before his boat had dropped astern, or, which is the same thing, before every scrap of news in the paper he brought with him had become the common property of all on board. We turned in pretty late that night, and turned out pretty early next morning. By 6 o'clock we clustered on the deck, prepared to go ashore, and looked upon the spires, and roofs, and smoke, of Liverpool. By 8 we all sat down in one of its hotels, to eat and drink together for the last time. And by 9 we had shaken hands all round, and broken up our social company forever. The country, by the railroad, seemed, as we rattled through it, like a luxuriant garden. The beauty of the fields so small they looked. The hedgerows, and the trees, the pretty cottages, the beds of flowers, the old churchyards, the antique houses, and every well-known object, the exquisite delights of that one journey, crowding in the short compass of a summer's day, the joy of many years, with the winding up with home, and all that makes it dear, no tongue can tell, or pen of mine describe. Gutenberg Edition. End of chapter.